Discovering Freedom by
Cohen,
Josie,
Gabe,
and Ava. It was a hot night in the northern countryside of Alabama, and the crack of the whip could be heard all throughout the compound. Brother and sister, Jaquarius and Adalia, were very tired after a full day of hard work in the burning sun. Those were the conditions for most slaves at the time. The two of them had fallen asleep. The next morning...
Ow! Adalia! Please, do something!
Please, stop! We won't do it again, we promise! We will be better! Please, Master, please!
Shut up! Unless you want to be whipped, too. This little brat needs to be taught a lesson.
Getting beaten was not a rarity for slaves at the time. Slaves were beaten over the smallest of mistakes or just for the master to take out his anger. Later, the sky was dyed bright red and yellow as the sun began to fade.
We need to leave. I can't take it anymore. We can escape tonight. The master won't expect us to run away right after a whipping.
I'm not sure. It sounds dangerous, and we could get in a lot of trouble.
But we could be free. We could live a free life together.
I guess, Adalia. Do you have a plan? Because I don't.
Okay, meet me at the oak tree at midnight when the sky is black.
Okay.
Later at the oak tree, they started heading north. The sky was dark, with only the stars to light their way. The silence was deafening, and taking a breath sounded like they were yelling.
I'm starting to get tired. My feet hurt.
We have to keep walking. Like you said, freedom! We can rest soon when we find a place to hide and sleep. We should wait until it starts getting light outside.
After many days, Adalia and Jaquarius found a house that looked abandoned and opened the door in hopes of finally finding shelter to rest. The sun was rising, and they didn't want to get caught in the sunlight.
This is kind of creepy. I think we should keep walking.
Is there someone upstairs? Did you hear that creak?
They see a shadow of a figure and walk towards it. The words they hear bring them joy.
You are safe here.
Jaquarius and Adalia couldn't have ended up being any luckier. They were in the right house at the right time, with Harriet Tubman being there to guide them to the path to freedom. Adalia and Jaquarius traveled up through Tennessee to get to freedom in Illinois, with Harriet Tubman and a group of other slaves. The journey took a month to complete and many hours of walking, but they eventually made it to freedom, and they lived happily as brother and sister, having made it to freedom in the North.